Here's what's coming up at the annual Crittenden County Lions Club Fair. Tractor and truck pulls begin at 6 p.m. Saturday, July 25th. 4-H exhibits will be on display for public viewing July 29th through 30th at the Lions Club building at the fairgrounds. On Friday, July 31st, the Lions Club will announce its Ag Hall of Fame inductees at a 7 a.m. breakfast at the club building. There's also a 4-H poultry show at 3:30 p.m., followed by family night at the fairgrounds at 5 p.m. On Saturday, there will be a car show from 9 to 3, followed by the popular Demolition Derby at 7 p.m. on Saturday, August 1st. The Crittenden County Lions Club is a charitable organization that supports many causes, including eyeglasses for those who need them. The Crittenden County Fair is one way the Lions Club gives back to the community by providing family-friendly events.
Well, indeed, it is Fair Week here in Crittenden County, and to top off this morning's show, we want to say congratulations to Miss Braylon Merrill, crowned Miss Crittenden County Fair on Tuesday night at Foes Hall during the annual Lions Club Crittenden County Fair pageant, and crowned Miss Preteen Allie Kirk and Miss Teen Brady Hackney. Now, there were other pageants as well. Some of them advance the young women to the state fair, and we will have all of the follow-up information on the pageants in next week's Crittenden Press. But again, congratulations, Miss Crittenden County Braylon Merrill. She is the daughter of Lester and Patty Merrill of Marion. I'm Chris Evans, editor of the Crittenden Press, and I will be bringing you news this morning and our interview with Larry Thompson of Marion, who was recently crowned the best umpire in the state of Kentucky for high school softball. We will visit with him toward the end of the program. First of all, Crittenden County Board of Education will meet on Thursday night, that's tonight, out at Rocket Arena, 5:30 p.m. A number of things will be on the board's agenda. A working session held last week revealed that the school district is looking at having to expand its preschool program, which could split the preschool into two half-day sessions. For the past 8 years, preschool has been a full-day session, and that change could increase costs for transportation. And with the district struggling to hire and retain bus drivers, that could create some issues on its own. More on the upcoming meeting in this week's Crittenden Press. The Rosebud Cemetery Association will host its annual meeting this Saturday at 1 p.m. That will be at the cemetery. Bring your lawn chairs. And something you'll want to get on your calendar, if you have school-age children, all of Crittenden County's back-to-school events will be held on Monday, August 17th. This is kind of a new way of organizing these back-to-school events, having them all on one day. The kindergarten carnival starts at 5 p.m. Preschool starts at 4 p.m. Elementary school, grades 1 through 5, will be from 4 to 6 p.m. Middle school, 4 to 6 p.m. And high school, 4 to 6 p.m. You can get that information and more in this week's Crittenden Press. The Ag Hall of Fame breakfast will be coming up next Friday, 1 week from tomorrow, on July 31st at the Lions Club Agriculture Building, and the new Hall of Fame inductee will be unveiled at that time. Now, this breakfast is cooked by the 4-H Club, and I'm going to tell you, it's one of my favorite parts of the Crittenden County Fair. It starts at 7 a.m., be out there, $10 breakfast, you can't beat it. Country ham, eggs, sausage, bacon, fruit, it's a really nice breakfast and a great time for fellowship. And you can see these awards that are bestowed on all of the exhibitors and 4-H participants from the Crittenden County Fair. Don't miss it. 7 a.m., 1 week from tomorrow. And the Chapel Hill Head Start will host an open house this evening, 5 to 7 p.m. at 733 Chapel Hill Road in Marion. Visitors may tour classrooms, meet teachers, and learn about available programs. And you can also get any questions you might have answered. Again, that's at the Chapel Hill Head Start tonight. Starts at 5 p.m. and runs to 7 p.m.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And it's that time of the month again. It's time for the Show and Shine Car Show in Marion. These events are held monthly, May through September, and the next event is tonight, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Marion Commons. That's right there in front of Marion City Hall and the Police Department. Go out and check out all the cool cars. Have some fellowship with those folks. It's a nice time. And bring a chair if you want. And bring a cold drink with you because it is July. Remember that, folks. It's nice and warm out there, even at 5:30 in the afternoon. And congratulations to Farmers Bank and Trust, which has broken ground in Franklin, Kentucky for another branch bank. Of course, Farmers Bank has been branching out, you might say, for quite a number of years now, and will be building another bank there in the greater Bowling Green area, you might say, down in Franklin, Kentucky. Of course, Farmers Bank was founded in Marion, Kentucky in 1899 on the same corner there on Main Street that it still stands today, where this expansion is also increasing jobs in Marion, Kentucky. The bank says that it has increased its main office workforce here in Marion by 10% over the past year. To support its growing footprint across Western Kentucky. Let's take another short break, and we'll be right back in just a moment and hear from Larry Thompson, the softball umpire of the year in Kentucky.
Is your car or truck in need of repair? Call Atchison Auto Repair. Atchison Auto Repair does it all, from minor to major repairs for diesel, gas, passenger, and commercial vehicles, including semi-trucks. Atchison Auto Repair also sells tires and does mounting, balancing, and diagnoses and corrects electrical problems. Call Hunter Atchison, licensed and insured, at 270-704-6818.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
Well, I have with me this morning on the program Larry Thompson, and congratulations, Larry, for being named the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Umpire of the Year for softball, and that's a statewide honor. Quite an honor it is.
Yes, it is, Chris. I really appreciate it. Never thought something like this would happen, and you know, pretty neat. Caps off a long softball career.
Of course, Larry, I think you grew up in Union County, but you lived in Crittenden County pretty much your whole adult life, haven't you?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. I think we've been over here 40 plus years now.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you got into coaching and, I mean, not coaching, umpiring, and how long you've been doing that.
Well, back in the days when the kids were playing, you know, everybody wants to coach their kids. And after they got out, and, I don't know, I think Lindsay started playing some high school, and I nibbled with it before she got into high school. And then once she got to be, about a junior, I set out for a while and then got back into it. And I think I started in softball the second year of fast pitch. And I was lucky enough, because by then Jay was playing baseball, but I could get and do my two softball games and get back by the time his JV baseball game was starting. So it kind of worked out really good. But a little over 30 years of doing high school softball, and I just fell in love with the girls' game. It's just so much faster, quicker. And as you know, you've been a coach, you know.
Yes, it goes much faster than a baseball game, which seems to drag out. I don't know how they fix that with baseball. In the major leagues, they've put a time clock on the, a clock on the pitcher. So I don't know. Something may have to be done for baseball at lower levels as well. So you've been doing this for many years, and in the state High School Athletic Association obviously has recognized not only that longevity, but also your excellence on the field. So tell us what makes it so rewarding.
People, we do get paid. That's a plus. But most of us, especially the old timers, they'll tell you they're not in it for the money. It's just the fact that going out there every night and being with the kids and having a good time. And I'm telling you, the watching the girls play and get better, it's just a plus. And working with these coaches. Most coaches, I must say 95% of the coaches never have a minute's trouble. Every once in a while, it happens, but it's okay. That's part of the game.
And is there anything in particular you dislike about it? Is the fans that are there, generally these ballparks are small. The only thing separating you and the fans who sometimes are angry is a small chain link fence. Is there anything about it that you dislike?
Not really. The travel sometimes, you realize second region, we go all the way. Livingston's not bad for me, but Fort Campbell, that's a long haul. Especially as I get older, I don't like traveling, especially during the week. And luckily, Boogie, our assigner, Alfred Williams, keeps most of us close to home. So parents aren't bad. And I've learned over the years, I've become deaf. Intentionally, so I don't hear it no more like I used to. As a younger official, you want to hear everything. Now I just let it go through one and out the other.
Yes, you have to stay out of the stands as an umpire. That's what I always say, stay out of the stands.
So once you turn and acknowledge them, they got you. So you gotta stay away from that.
So I think it's a misnomer. A lot of folks think that umpires get paid not only to call the game, but also get a mileage check as well. And I think maybe was that true at one time?
Well, I'm going to say somewhat true, because the state has a flat fee that we're supposed to get paid. The Second Region Policy Board comes in on top of that and gives us, I don't even remember exactly what it is, but might have been a $20 fee for fuel over the years. So, but it's $125 right now to do a varsity and JV softball game, which is not bad, but the time you get fuel, get food, it takes a part of it. But like I said, most of us aren't in it for the money. It's you be out there with the kids.
So you're saying a part of that fee is for travel.
Somewhat, yes.
Compensating for it.
Our policy board added in a stipend to help out.
I got you. So in all your years of umpiring, I'm sure there is an interesting story or two that you could tell. Can you share one with us that wouldn't put you in a bind or anybody else?
Well, you go back to the fans. I was with a good friend from Union County calling years ago, and that was early in my career. And it was just one fan. It just seemed like he wouldn't stop. And finally, I just turned and said, you know, I've had enough. Give him the stop sign. And I could tell I probably got the wrong face and kept on. And finally, I just turned and threw the guy out. Well, come find out, I'd got the wrong one. And he spoke up. Hey, he didn't say it, I did. I said, okay, you can go with him. You know, you hate that. So that was part of the reason I just tried to become, you know, don't acknowledge them. Because once you acknowledge them, they got you. So I tried to stay out of the crowd anymore.
Yeah. And you do officiating for football and basketball. I don't know if you do any more sports, but if you do, which is your favorite to umpire or officiate?
Honestly, I do fill in for baseball now also. I'm signed up to do volleyball, just hadn't tried that yet. But of all of them, if it wasn't being almost 70 years old, I'd say basketball was my favorite, but the old knees are starting to slow down. I've gone further in softball. I love football. I never played football as a growing up. I gave it up as a freshman, but I love being on the football field. That Friday night light still is for real. That's mm-hmm. that's a special thing to be out there on the field on Friday night. But mm-hmm. basketball probably my favorite, but just – only because I just like being out there running up and down with the kids. But like I said, the knees are starting to give out. So I'd say it'd be a slight favorite over softball.
Yeah. So you say you're almost 70. How old are you, Larry?
Next time around, I'll be 70. I just turned 69 in May.
In May. Okay. So how long do you intend on doing this?
Well, at one time years ago, I told somebody I would love to make it to 70, but honestly, different things happening and my knees have gotten better. They say you can, softball's not bad on the knees, football's mm-hmm. not too bad on the knees. So, you know, my plans are, my next goal now is try to make it to 75. I don't know about basketball, but that's going to be a game by game and year by year deal with basketball, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be crippled.
Yeah. Well, for those of us in our 60s, 75 is not quite as old as it used to be.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Larry, I appreciate you sharing your experiences. And again, congratulations on being named the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Softball Umpire of the Year.
Chris, I appreciate it.
Well, that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We will talk to you again the first of next week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.